Next to the story of an 84-year-old man whose son was shot dead while serving with the Irish Defence Forces in Lebanon in 1989. John McNeela, the father of Private Michael McNeela, was told by the state that he was not entitled to keep an allowance which was granted to his wife Kathleen, who passed away last year. The case was highlighted on RTE's This Week programme earlier this month, and there has been a significant development in it today. We're joined by Justin McCarthy, presenter of This Week, who can tell us more. Justin, before we talk about this development, which has come in the last hour or so, will you remind us of the background here? What happened?
Yes, 84-year-old County Louth man John McNeela. He's the father, as you said, of Private Michael McNeela, who was shot dead by Israeli-backed militia while serving with the Irish Defence Forces on peacekeeping duties in Lebanon in 1989. And his death had a huge impact on his family. And Private McNeela's mother was paid a dependence allowance by the state following the attack which led to his death. It was a payment which by the time she died had reached €342 a month. That was paid until Kathleen, his mother, died last year. And after Kathleen's death, Private McNeela's father, John, asked if the pension could be transferred to him. But he was told that he didn't meet the criteria for the dependency allowance and that there was no scope under the Army Pensions Act to transfer the allowance to him. Now, he's 84 years old. He lives alone. And he told the This Week programme that that money would mean a lot to him.
Because I'm here on my own in the house now. I live on my own. It means a lot. It means I can run a car. And I need a car because I'm not very good at walking. And if I hadn't a car, I'd be a prisoner in my own home. That's what it means. I feel very let down, to be honest with you. The act that says this now is 80 years old, 1946. And it was never updated because there's not many cases like mine come up.
That was John McNeela. Justin, tell us about this development this afternoon.
Yes, so John McNeela's case was taken up by the Sinn Féin TD Rory O'Murricu. He raised it directly with the Taoiseach and Minister for Defence, Simon Harris, in the Dáil. And today, just a few minutes ago in the Dáil, there was a significant development. The Taoiseach told the Dáil that he said this was a hard case relating to a request to transfer a dependence allowance. Simon Harris said he finds it wrong, unfair and mean-spirited. And he said it is something which needs to be fixed. So he said following a meeting with his Secretary General yesterday, it has now been agreed that the law will be changed so that that pension allowance can be paid to Mr. McNeela. He said it would require legislative change. This would take a bit of work, but that his officials would try to see if they could introduce these changes during the passing of a larger piece of defence legislation, which is due to take place in the weeks ahead. So a good outcome for John McNeela, who at some stage in the coming weeks should be paid that pension, which his wife had been paid up until last year following the loss of their son.
Justin, many thanks for that, for bringing us up to date. That was Justin McCarthy.